The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Sweeter Dreams. Lifestyle director Charlie Penn shares essential product picks to help you get a good night's sleep. For some of us, spending more time indoors has meant longer naps and earlier bedtimes. But with a global pandemic always on our minds, are we really getting a good night's sleep? The National Sleep Foundation's guidelines recommend that adults 18 to 64 get 7 to 9 hours of sleep nightly. To help you get the most out of your body's resting and healing time, try these sleep-inducing products that could become nighttime go-tos. Number one, support system. I love a good firm mattress that supports my back, but I enjoy doubling down with a nice thick mattress topper even more. This 3-inch beauty adapts to my shape and temperature and features a removable washable cover that resists dust and mold, so no more sniffling at night. Number two, morning bliss. Installing blackout curtains in my bedroom made the space nice and dark at night, but waking up was harder without that slow, gentle nudge from the morning sun coming through my southeast facing windows. This winning smart light simulates a natural sunrise to help you wake up relaxed. Plus, it helps with light guided breathing exercises at bedtime. Number three, added benefits. My eye mask is a staple on my nightstand. And if, like me, you are obsessed with them, then you know finding one that's dual purpose is twice the fun. This little silk wonder is kind to my skin and my hair, and it still lets me show some personality. Shout out to all my Virgos. Number four, a dose of relaxation. When I'm ready to wind down and head to bed, I count on a dose of melatonin to help my body relax and prepare to drift into REM. This supplement also includes magnesium and organic valerian root powder to promote relaxation. Number five, snuggle and chill. Weighted blankets calm the body through principles of deep touch pressure, and they are my go-to cover when I'm sneaking in a midday nap. If you are looking for one as stylish and breathable as it is soft, your search ends here. Now we will cover a little about Essence's contributors. Kimberly L. Jones, a human rights activist, has become a change agent in the literary world and in Black Lives Matter movement. The co-author of I'm Not Dying With You Tonight garnered international attention in 2020 when her 6-minute, 45-second explanation of protesting, rioting, and looting went viral. Her essay, My Big Mouth, was a welcome addition to our feature, The Year That Changed Everything. Jones is co-founder of Superwoman Squad, a group of talented female directors, writers, and producers. Matt Salas, a commercial and portrait photographer and director, creates images that reflect a more inclusive beauty ideal by highlighting stories of underrepresented people and communities. For Rhythm Nation, the Lensman captured four members of the UCLA Bruins women's gymnastics team who are raising the bar while representing the culture. Salas, a graduate of Stanford University and the UCLA Anderson School of Management, lives in Los Angeles with his wife, two sons, and three dogs. His upcoming initiative, the Exposure Project, aims to provide an on-ramp for young creatives interested in photography, helping them gain experience through visiting sets and working alongside professionals. Brandy Victorian, Essence's new senior entertainment editor, is all about making sure we know they are enough. In this issue, she was particularly intentional in curating a culture section that highlights Black female authors and entertainers who use their platforms to make all of us feel more seen. And for this year's Black Women in Hollywood Awards coverage, she turns the spotlight on five actresses who are master storytellers of our day. When she's not busy interviewing celebs, the Midwest native and former New York City resident for 12 years spends her days binge-watching new shows from her home in Atlanta. Bissa Butler uses fabric to create portraits that celebrate Black folks. Well known for her vibrant quilts, the fibery artist, a native of Orange, New Jersey, is formally trained. She graduated from Howard University with a bachelor's in fine arts and has a master's in teaching art from Montclair State University. We are honored to have Butler's visual interpretation of the highs and lows of the past year grace our cover. Her art has been exhibited nationally and internationally, and her work has been acquired for the collections of many museums, including the Toledo Museum of Art, the Museum of Fine Arts Boston, and the Newark Museum of Art. Her current solo show at the Art Institute of Chicago runs until September. Jennifer Ogunsola is a writer, storyteller, and master connector. The Baltimore native spends her days as the communications manager for one of the world's busiest airports, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International, and dedicates her evenings to crafting her first memoir, Journey to the Fatherland. This month, she profiles a female entrepreneur who's championing Black-owned businesses in Hot Atlanta. Her work has appeared in various media outlets, including ABC News, Good Morning America, TheRoot.com, Black Enterprise, and BET Networks. The next article is from the editor's letter, Black Lives Will Always Matter. Like many of you, I grew up on Essence. My mother had a subscription, and even before I understood everything I was reading, I devoured the pages, imagining my future as an Essence woman. The covers featuring gorgeous, empowered celebrities were as impactful as the ones with community leaders like AIDS activist Ray Lewis Thornton, December 1994, former gang girl Isis Sapp Grant, August 1998, and the first Black president, Barack Obama, January 2009. But in February 2015, we went without a cover subject for the first time in our history, instead spotlighting these three words, Black Lives Matter. 6 years later, we are here again. Last May, George Floyd was murdered. Three Minneapolis cops did nothing as Officer Derek Chauvin pinned him at the neck with his knee. The video of Floyd's breath leaving his body while Chauvin looked unmoved went viral. It ignited thunderous demands for justice for Floyd, as well as for Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and other Black lives lost at the hands of racist violence in 2020. Whether due to the protest, the pandemic, or unprecedented political developments, we have been forever changed by the events of the past 12 months. Revisiting the pain seemed counterintuitive for an anniversary issue, yet with justice still not served for Floyd, Taylor, Arbery, and many others, how could we look away? That's why we asked activists like Tamika Mallory, journalists like Abby Phillip and Clint Smith, social commenters like Parking Lot Pimpins, Lene Vinay Boguz, and other compelling voices to expound on how they were affected during a year in which everything came home to roost. Despite the crippling circumstances, we stayed in the fight. Many of us even made remarkable strides and posted signature achievements. Lakeisha, quote-unquote, Dr. Key Hallman, started a multi-million dollar business incubator for entrepreneurs in Atlanta. This year's Black Women in Hollywood honorees, Michelle Cole, Andra Day, Cynthia Erivo, Whoopi Goldberg, and Zendaya, mastered the art of storytelling. And the UCLA Bruins gymnastics team, Black Girl Magic, sprang from their mats and onto our screens. All these women kept marching forward, inspiring us and reminding us that even in hard times, there is always much to celebrate. The next article is titled, Naturally Speaking, How Botanists, Skin Experts, and Entrepreneurs Are Reclaiming the Clean Beauty Industry. Last June, fashion shapeshifter Ayora James created the 15% Pledge, a call to action asking major retailers to dedicate 15% of their shelf space to Black-owned businesses. The inequities James stepped up to tackle were prevalent across all industries, but particularly in beauty. Despite shelves filled with Black beauty and hair products in major retail outlets, only 3% of those brands are Black-owned. Dig a little deeper and you'll see that clean beauty products are even less representative of us. Given our natural beauty rituals dating back centuries, it is surprising how undervalued and unseen we are in this space. Still, Black consumers are actively searching for natural ingredients to incorporate into their beauty regimens, and countless experts are working to make clean beauty more accessible. I would say that 50% of my clients are intentionally seeking out clean beauty products, says J. Rodney, MD, FAAD, a board-certified Maryland dermatologist. They want something natural or plant-based because they believe these products will be more gentle to our skin. We have always had to go the extra step to keep our skin in its best shape, so my patients want products that won't cause further irritation. But the inequities start long before these natural products are created. They begin with the science, which Tanisha Williams, PhD, Burpee postdoctoral fellow in botany at Bucknell University, notes, excludes Black people. We have always been botanists and continue to study botany, both in academic and non-academic settings, she says. So our absence from the clean beauty space is baffling. To highlight our talent in the field, Williams founded Black Botanist Week to redefine the term. A botanist, she says, is anyone from a house plant hobbyist to botanical illustrator to academic professor and everything in between. Nayakio Grico, founder of Nayakio Beauty, a skincare brand found in Target and 13 Loon, a retailer for black and brown beauty brands, is surely a botanist in her own right. Clean beauty has never been a trend for me, she says. It is something I have been deeply passionate about for decades. As a clean beauty founder, I started learning those recipes from my Kenyan grandmother when I was 8. They are part of my DNA. Even so, launching a beauty brand driven by clean efficacy can be time-consuming and expensive, which often eliminates us from the conversation. Take Tisha Thompson, for example. She's a long-term beauty executive who recently launched LYS Beauty, the first black woman-owned clean beauty brand to grace the shelves of Sephora. Having spent 15 years in the industry, I already had personal relationships with these factories and these labs, she shares. But for someone new trying to come in and start, it's much harder. The difficult often present themselves in inequitable access to finance and investors. A 2020 study by McKinsey found that all black entrepreneurs began with roughly $35,000 in capital, compared with $107,000 for their white counterparts. Also standing in our way is the lack of engagement from larger retailers who have no interest in grappling with the realities of being a small black business owner in a society where nothing comes easy for us. But retailers like 13 Loony are fostering safer spaces for black and brown-owned natural businesses. I hope to accelerate the success of these brands, Grieco says. I am so excited by the opportunity that Nayakio has now to sell at Target and be on shelves nationwide. But it took me 19 years to get there. Because of the inequities that come with the territory, it took me much longer than my non-black counterparts. That's why it is a part of my mission to help those brands achieve success at a more rapid pace, because we are long overdue and we want to create generational wealth. The next article is titled, The Best Dressed Black Creatives on Instagram. These fashionable faces and taskmasters remind us that great style knows no rules. Siobhan Charles, 30, is a creative in tech you should know. Once the head of global music and youth culture communications at Instagram, the trailblazer, who is of Trinidad and Tobago heritage, is currently a director at VSCO, a soup to nuts creators hub. When she's not helping others elevate their content to the masses, she's creating her own as a musician and a Ford model. Her eclectic style weapons, indie designers, oversized jackets, and combat boots. Candice Marie Stewart once helmed Prada's social media, but she has now branched off to start her own luxury marketing agency and Black Incorporate, a diversity and inclusion resource. Stewart, 33, is a street style queen. When Fashion Week rolls around, photographers can't stop snapping her effortless flair with her one-of-a-kind beaded braid looks and her prim selection of dresses and gowns. This Instapro is a master of contemporary chic. Imani Randolph's cool aesthetic makes you want to pack your bags and head to New York City, the place she calls home. She often wears archival pieces, and you'll no doubt see her in vintage gear from aughts. Signed by the JAG Models Agency, Randolph has starred in a number of campaigns, including one for Ganni and Parade. The 24-year-old's feed is a scroll of endless slays, which explains why labels can't stop working with this it girl. Brandi Gurri, as far as writing the book on the ins and outs of being a Black influencer, Brandi Gurri, 34, deserves to be near the top of the list. Her mom-friendly content is just the pick-me-up you need. Plus, her style sisters, also known as influencing in color, are the best at providing fashionable finds that every girl will love. Ellie Delphine. Waltzing down the streets of Paris is arguably every fashionista's dream. And Ellie Delphine, 33, is living that dream. Her luxe IG aesthetic and fashion-forward closet are why we can't get enough of her outfits. Delphine's threads are timeless, and her keen selects are ideal for all. Amanda Murray. Want to know what to look for as a fashion editor? Just follow Amanda Murray, whose always snazzy ensembles inspire lots of double takes when she posts. Life for this high-profile stylist from Trinidad and Tobago comes with a busy schedule, but it always comes with an unlimited selection of clothes to play with. Marcy Rogers. If you have ever wondered who has been overseeing wardrobe for Spike Lee's recent films like Black Klansman or the reboot of She's Gotta Have It, then meet Marcy Rogers. The lead costume designer, the 38-year-old curator, has a great eye for storytelling through clothes and her own personal style as just as funky and fly. Content creator must have. Every fashionista needs up-to-date electronics to capture the photo just right. Glamcore multimedia creation kit. Apple iPhone 12. Sony A5100 mirrorless digital camera. Natasha Main. It's not every day that your attorney arrives at court in couture right out of Paris, Milan, or London, but leave it to Natasha Main to show up in a haughty look sure to turn heads in any courtroom. The family and matrimonial lawyer has cultivated a large following on social media by showing off her designer duds. It is no wonder she's referred to as the Vogue attorney, thanks to her chic and often runway-inspired apparel. Paula Sutton. After years of handling PR for one of London's premier modeling agencies, Paula Sutton, 51, opted for a lifestyle change and a charmed existence in a cozy home in the English countryside. Now her days are filled with gardening and baking, and her home with foliage and literature. All this helped her pull off the most darling British tea time fashion moments. Janie Medley. Chickness only gets better with time. 60-something Janie Medley is still wooing us with her fashion blog on her website, medleystyle.com. The ever-fabulous diva is on top of all of the hottest trends and always tags affordable fashion finds. The next article is titled, She is Speaking, From a Call to Life-Saving Action to a Behind-the-Scenes Look at Depression. These new releases challenge us to lean into our personal and collective power. While Justice Sleeps isn't political powerhouse Stacey Abrams' first novel, she has published 9, starting with Rules of Engagement in 2001, but it is the first work of fiction to carry her name, as her romance offerings were all credited to the pseudonym Selena Montgomery. This legal thriller, set in Washington, D.C., focuses on Avery King, a young woman who balances work as a law clerk for Black U.S. Supreme Court Justice Howard Wynn with efforts to save her drug-addicted mother. When Judge Wynn unexpectedly slips into a coma, Avery is shocked to learn that not only did he name her as his legal guardian and give her power of attorney, but his work related to exposing a dangerous conspiracy now rests in her hands. Readers will be riveted by Abrams' ability to build suspense as Avery achieves agency over the situation and makes strategic moves, knowing she has entered a game of real-world chess that will lead her into the belly of the nation's political beast. The next book is titled Checking In, reading Michelle Williams' debut memoir, Checking In, How Getting Real About Depression Saved My Life and Can Save Yours, feels like slipping into your PJs, getting comfy on the couch, and having a long talk with your bestie. Williams sensitively breaks down how checking in with herself, her friends, and God keeps her solid when depression and anxiety come knocking. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and most importantly, you'll gain insights that will help you become your healthiest self thanks to the singer's candid revelations. Another book is called Where You Are Is Not Who You Are. When Ursula M. Burns was named CEO of Xerox in 2009, headlines shouted that she was the first Black woman to lead a Fortune 500 company. But as she writes in Where You Are Is Not Who You Are, a memoir, the press missed the bigger story. How did this happen? In her autobiography, she answers that question while sharing her journey from the rundown tenement she lived in with her Panamanian immigrant mother and her two siblings to running a $7 billion company. Her hard-won lessons offer hope for those seeking to remake the establishment. The next book is called The Other Black Girl. Described as The Devil Wears Prada meets Get Out, Zakiya Dahlia Harris's The Other Black Girl follows Neela, a Black woman who is surrounded by witnesses at her book publishing job. When another Black female employee finally shows up in the office, Neela is excited to have a friend to mitigate the microaggressions and isolation. But all isn't as it seems. This twisty thriller will resonate with anyone who has struggled to find her voice as the only Black woman in the room. Hulu is already adapting this one for TV. The next book is titled She Means Well. Going viral, Quianta Brusson's She Means Well takes readers inside the mind of a comedian and meme queen. In this collection of personal essays, Brunson shares scenes from the life behind her popular post, from realizing the power of the internet through watching an animated banana dance to becoming what she calls, quote-unquote, halfway recognizable after overcoming depression and tapping into her comedic talents. When you're not laughing out loud, you'll reveal in Brunson's perspective on how technology helps us find our voices and make them heard. The next article is titled The Soul of Charleston. Get ready for an adventure in Charleston, South Carolina. Explore the city's Black history, from the soulful flavors of low country cuisine to the coils of artistry woven into each handcrafted sweet grass basket. Discover untold stories of the African American journey and get your fill of soul food. Experience the Gullah Tour, as well as the International African American Museum and Nigel's Good Food. We have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.